UFOs. Many people have witnessed UFOs. These are not only run-of-the-mill people like us, but sometimes famous people see them. Nick Jonas has celebrity status, but this didn't prevent him from witnessing a UFO. This was not a recent sighting, but one he had been keeping secret since he was a teenager. He was with his friend at the time and both of them saw the same thing, validating the fact he wasn't losing his mind or making a mistaken identification. He and his friend were in his backyard and when they looked up in the sky, he said they saw three saucer-shaped UFOs. Now he has become very interested in the topic. No wonder, seeing one or more UFOs will do that for someone. Sometimes truckers become a source for UFO sightings and no wonder since they are constantly driving all over the country and are outside more than most people. One trucker saw a tic-tac-shaped UFO while he was driving on a road going through desert Hot Springs, California. I found this particularly interesting since it was said to be a tic-tac UFO and not many of them have been seen. This is the same shape which was in a UFO video released by the government of a UFO near our aircraft carrier. The trucker took a photo of the UFO and it is visible flying in front of mountains. The sighting was in October 2020. A former officer in the Air Force wants the government to be more transparent about nukes and UFOs. Yeah, good luck with that. He has begun to raise funds to help with his project. He has a particular reason to be so interested. He was serving at Malmstrom Air Force Base when a UFO flew over it and shut down some of the nuclear missiles. He wants everyone to know what is happening around our nuclear bases which is being caused by UFOs. This seems to me he might know about more shutdowns the government is keeping secret. A man is claiming he was abducted in 1989. He is not talking about an abduction by humans but rather by reptilian aliens. He said he was with his brother and they saw a bright light. He had eventually gone to bed and was woken up by being pulled towards some strange object and then fell unconscious. He remembers waking and being tied down after being stripped. They then inserted a tool into his body. After the abduction, the man's brother noticed he had three triangular marks behind his ear and on his right arm. He also had nosebleeds which lasted about 2 years. A little known fact is, it is said more than 60% of all abductees have Rh-negative blood. There is a theory, just a theory, the aliens might be harvesting Rh-negative blood for a blood bank for some reason. Ireland has had more than their share of UFO sightings. Of all the European countries, Ireland ranks number one in sightings. One man in Cork was sitting with his family on the deck. As they looked up at the sky, they were astonished at what they saw. There was a fast-moving object in the sky, and it was not a plane. As they watched, a string of more UFOs flew across the sky. They were traveling in a straight line. As they were flying, the man noticed they were making small course corrections. One place which seems to be in the UFO news more lately is the Hudson Valley in New York. It is located near New York City. Why are people so interested in it? It is not the only place that has UFO sightings. The reason is it has had over 3,000 UFO sightings in just the last 10 years. It makes one wonder what aliens find so interesting about the area. Could there be a portal there to another dimension or a wormhole which is a shortcut from somewhere else? There are so many theories on why UFOs keep visiting the valley. It will be interesting when we finally get the answer, if we ever do. There are some people who are starting to believe all the wildfires which have destroyed more than 3 million acres may not all be from earthly means. There is a rumor going around that some people believe some of the fires were started from space. When the Nazi design for a space station was found after the war, it depicted a round wheel space station with a huge magnifying weapon aboard which would have been able to start fires on Earth from space using the sun's rays. Could some UFOs have started some of the fires? Personally, I don't think they would want to, but you never know. There are those who also think an enemy country might have launched a secret satellite capable of doing this. A green UFO has been sighted over Canada. Experts believe the best witnesses are pilots, and it just so happens the UFO was seen by pilots in two different planes. One plane was military and the other civilian. As they watched, the UFO shot through the clouds and headed for the military plane. The plane had to swerve as not to get hit. The UFO then flew into a cloud and disappeared. Some people said they thought it might be a meteor, but they were just speculating and didn't see it. A UFO was videoed in the sky releasing a smaller craft. A lot of people looked at the video, but most were not sure what they were seeing. We all know by now it is hard to believe videos of UFOs which are just put up on the web. It is such a shame people do this, it destroys much of the credibility of the real UFO videos. A sighting took place in Ohio of a slow-moving very bright light in the sky. The light stopped moving when it reached a gas station and hovered over it. The gas station was located in South Bloomfield, Ohio, which is about 20 miles from Columbus. It then took off at a high rate of speed. A man said he saw it as he was going to the gas station. This sighting took place in 2006. Sometimes people talk about sightings they had but never spoke about before because they were embarrassed. With the loosening of the ridicule factor, some older sightings are now being mentioned. The witness said he couldn't see the shape of the object because the light was so bright. He did just get a quick glimpse of the bottom of the object before it flew off.